This is KERA News. Exactly what led Fort Worth police officers to Tatiana Jefferson's house? She's the black woman killed by a white police officer in her home this weekend. A neighbor called a non-emergency number wanting a welfare check. But as KERA's Christopher Connolly reports, officers responded differently, as if there might be a crime in progress.
James Smith made the call because he was worried.
Fort Worth Police Operator Inmate 73, what's the address?
I'm calling about my neighbor.
The doors on his neighbor's house were open. It was late, and Smith found that strange.
We'll have an officer come by. They're already being dispatched now, okay?
Okay, appreciate it. I mean, it's just not normal for them to have both the doors open this late that long.
Smith said later he knew Jefferson and her nephew were home alone, and he hoped police would check to make sure everything was okay. When a dispatcher radioed officers, it wasn't for a welfare check.
The front doors to this address is open.
The information came from the neighbor to the call takers, and then while it was relayed to the dispatch, it was determined to be an open structure call.
Ed Krause is interim chief of the Fort Worth Police Department. He says an open structure could mean different things, like someone left a door open by accident, or that someone had broken in.
So they believe they were responding to an open structure call and not just a welfare check.
Krause says the officer's initial response seemed normal, parking down the street from the house, checking the home's perimeter, and peering through windows. But Krause says nothing excuses what then-officer Aaron Dean did next, never identifying himself as a police officer, then shooting through a window and killing a Tatiana Jefferson. Firing into a building like that would only be justified if the officer was actively being fired upon by the person inside, Krause said, and if the officer knew that that person was alone. Jefferson had a gun, according to police documents, but did not fire the weapon, and her 8-year-old nephew was in the room with her.
I'm deeply sorry for what occurred. I've received so many contacts from our officers. We want to express how sorry they are as well, and how this is not indicative of the work they do every day.
On Monday, Dean resigned from the police force, and he was charged with murder and arrested. He's now out on bond. I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.